Welcome to the MSU Libraries. I'm a reference librarian, and I'm going to take you on a quick tour of the main library, the largest library of the MSU Libraries. You can stop this audio at any time you want to take a closer look at something. I'll also let you know when you need to hit pause, so you can go to the next place on the tour. And you can always go back a track or two if you want to hear something again. Our tour begins in the lobby on the first floor. Halfway between the two entrances, there's a big information display on the wall. It has a map of campus and a library directory. Hit your pause button now if you need a minute to find it. You are now in the lobby in front of the long information board between the two entrances of the main library. On the part of the display where it reads call numbers, there's a profile of the library building. The main library consists of two separate wings, the East Wing and the West Wing, connected to each other on the first floor and in the basement. During the fall and spring semesters, the main library is open for 24 hours most days of the week, with limited hours on the weekend. For more information about library hours, please visit the library's website. Still standing in front of the information board, you will see the circulation desk on your right and a smaller checkout desk on your left. You may check out books and other library materials at either of these service desks. Your MSU ID card is your library card, so be sure to bring it with you whenever you visit the main library. Now it's time to take a quick look at the East Wing. Please hit your pause button, walk over to the circulation desk, and turn left. You should now see the East Wing in front of you. The first, second, third, and fourth floors of the East Wing contain a large portion of the library's circulating collection. If you need to know which floor a book is shelved on, you can use our call number guides. These guides are located at the reference desk and near the elevators throughout the building. Please note that the entire East Wing has been designated for quiet study only. Now turn back toward the information display. Up ahead on your left is the reference desk. Hit your pause button and walk around to the front of the desk area. You are now standing in front of the reference desk. If you remember only one thing from this tour, the reference desk should be it. The reference librarians are available to answer any and all of your questions about the library. Our reference librarians are also available to answer your questions via phone, email, chat, and instant messaging. Just visit the Ask a Librarian link on the MSU Libraries website. The reference collection is located behind the reference desk. The books on these shelves include reference materials such as encyclopedias, dictionaries, handbooks, and biographies. These books cannot be checked out, but you may use them anywhere within the building. Now let's turn to the left and head toward the west wing of the main library. Hit your pause button and walk toward the sign that reads Cyber Cafe and stop when you see the stairwell on your right. You are now in the west wing of the library. Did you see the computer workstations and group study tables on the right as you walk this way? The main library is the largest computer lab on campus and is a very popular area for group study. These computers have web browsers and software programs such as Microsoft Office and Adobe Creative Suite. You will need your MSUNet ID and password to log on. Printing is available by using the e-token printers located throughout the library. Straight ahead is the Cyber Cafe, one of the best spots in the building. It's got coffee, snacks, and sandwiches, and is open whenever the library is open. It's called the Cyber Cafe because it was one of the first wireless spots in the library, but now the whole building has wireless access. Hit your pause button. Walk to the elevator on your left and go up to the fourth floor. Now you are on the fourth floor of the West Wing. As you come out of the elevator, the Digital and Multimedia Center, or DMC, and Vincent Voice Library are on the left, and the Fine Arts Library is on the right. The DMC holds software and videos available for checkout. The Vincent Voice Library holds a collection of spoken word recordings. If you want to watch a video or listen to a voice recording, you can do so in the DMC where there are carrels with TV monitors and headsets available. The DMC also houses two of the library's collaborative technology labs. The high-tech rooms have a whole array of media software and equipment for group or individual use. You can make a reservation for a high-tech room on the library's website. To the right is the Fine Arts Library. This library has collections on visual arts, art history, and music, including CDs. The service desk is directly across from the entrance to the Fine Arts Library. If you'd like to take time to visit the DMC or the Fine Arts Library, hit your pause button now. Take the elevator down to the third floor. This floor is mostly taken up by our government documents collection. We have material from every level of government, from the City of East Lansing to the United Nations and World Bank. Since there's no service desk on this floor, the librarians at the reference desk in the lobby can help you find government information. On your left, at the end of the floor, are two other libraries, the Turfgrass Information Center and the Map Library. Hit your pause button now if you'd like to check out the third floor before continuing on with the tour. Now that you are finished visiting the third floor, let's take the elevator down to the second floor. When you get off of the elevator, you will see current periodicals. While many of the journals we subscribe to are available online, we still receive a small number of journals in print. The newest issues of these print journals and magazines are shelved in current periodicals. Turn right when you get off of the elevator and you will see two service desks just past the island of computers. One is the reserves desk. If your professor has a book that he or she would like everyone in your class to read, they may put it on reserve here. These books may be checked out for a short loan period so that everyone in the class has a chance to use them. The other service desk is the entrance to the copy center. You can make copies here, and there's also laser printing available as an alternative to e-token printing. The copy center also has microfilm readers, scanners, color copier, and plotters for large format printing such as a poster. The Copy Center sells office supplies at very reasonable prices. Please visit the Copy Center's website for more details on services and prices. When you're done looking around the reserve desk and Copy Center, head back to the elevator and head down to the basement. In this tour, you've seen several different places where we have student employees who help provide service. The MSU Libraries hires hundreds of students every semester, and it's a great place to work. Applications can be submitted online from the library's website at any time, so it's really easy to apply. If you're still on your way to the basement, hit your pause button to stop the audio until you get there. Now you're in the basement of the West Wing. As you get off of the elevator, head through the double doors on your right to go into the East Wing. Once you've gone through the doors, look down at the floor. You'll see colored lines heading off into the bookshelves. Hit your pause button and follow the black line to the door of Special Collections. You are now at the door to Special Collections. It has limited hours in comparison to the rest of the library. Many libraries refer to this as the rare book reading room. A lot of our special collections is about popular culture, science fiction, history, westerns, and a huge comic book collection too. If Special Collections is open, hit your pause button, step on in, and take a look around. When you're done visiting Special Collections, follow the black line to the West Wing and the elevator or stairs up to the lobby. head back toward the reference desk and keep going to the right. Just past the desk, you'll see computers marked Selected Resources / Catalog. Hit your pause button to stop the audio until you find one. Okay, now that you're at one of the Selected Resources computers, click on the icon that says Library Home Page. The MSU NetID logon is not required on these computers, so this is your quick entryway into everything the library has to offer. The library catalog will be one of your most frequent destinations. You can access it easily on the library's homepage. The library catalog is a database of everything owned by the MSU libraries and where it is located, not just in the main library, but including our branch libraries. Another great thing to explore is our collection of e-resources. Look for the e-resources link in the Quick Links section of the library's homepage. The library subscribes to thousands of electronic journals and databases where you can find scholarly information in any subject area. We encourage you to ask one of the librarians at the reference desk to show you how to connect to the best resources in the most efficient way. We're done with our main library tour now. Have fun exploring. We'll see you at the library soon.